brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watching C-SPAN and Rand Paul grilling Hillary Clinton, pointing out that if he was the president, he would have relieved her of her position. We have that clip coming up. And that's the point. You know, when, quote, government screwed up in the past or in any other country for that matter, the people responsible for it resign or go to jail. But nowadays, the answer is give us more funding, and that's what Hillary Clinton said. That's why whenever FEMA ordered the police to stand down during Katrina on Bush's watch, FEMA then got even more funding, saying, we need more power. They've engineered that into the system. It's just an amazing level of corruption. But you see, watching the Senate hearings with Hillary, only part of it is being covered. Because our government armed the Libyan al-Qaeda rebels out of Saudi Arabia, who first came from Saudi Arabia and other countries, into Benghazi 2 years ago to destabilize and take down Libya. They were on the BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, Syria. They've been there. They've been given heat-seeking missiles. Some numbers are as high as 15,000. Most numbers are around 12,000. 10,000 of those heat seekers, pretty high tech. Take down any jet airliner you want. They've been attacking jet airliners, shooting them up. Passenger liners. And then the media thinks you're so stupid, they go, we have to give our rights up and invade all over Africa and Algeria and Mali because Al-Qaeda's there. And then our criminal occupied government uses that as a pretext with NATO and France to invade Mali and Algeria and other areas. I mean, it's amazing. We predicted 4 years ago in the Obama deception they would use Al-Qaeda that they control to invade all over Africa because we know how they operate, and we saw the buildup of AFRICOM. So the truth is 100% in plain view, but it's so over the top, everyone would have to say, you're right, Alex, we apologize. The globalists who've hijacked our country run Al-Qaeda. And the media spins that and says, you're saying George W. Bush had a plunger at the World Trade Center. You're saying everybody in the government, the guy that delivers letters to your post office box, he's behind it. That's the games they play. No, criminal globalist cartel elements infiltrating the CIA, FBI, NSA, the National Security Council. They finance the politicians that get into power, the foreign banks. They have put their people in, and they're using Al-Qaeda to destabilize and overthrow governments or attack Western governments as a pretext for the Western government to then crack down on the general population. I've been saying that for 11 years, and now it's all public. Oh, don't worry about Al-Qaeda. This is now for the general public. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. And then there's articles like this out of CNS News. Former Special Forces Commander, top general, was U.S. running guns to Syrian rebels via Benghazi? CIA says no. General Boykin goes on to say that the evidence points towards them doing this. Well, the evidence doesn't point towards it. It's on record that our government, NATO, all run by the megabanks, on record, brought Al-Qaeda into Libya, then brought them into Syria, invaded from three different countries, and have had Turkish artillery backing them up, and CIA commandos, and British commandos, and Saudi Arabian commandos in there helping attack over the last 20-plus months Syria. I mean, it's... The Turkish ambassador was there, the missile cache was there, there was some double cross, or they wanted to get rid of the witness to it, and they killed the ambassador in order to stand down for 8 hours, and the people they used to kill in the Al-Qaeda forces were the U.S.-certified, NATO-certified security for Benghazi. Okay, that's what happened, open and shut, period, done, and the whole government knows it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 23rd day of January 2013 on this Wednesday edition. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, because we're tracking it live right now, we'll give you the latest on Hillary Clinton's testimony to the Senate committee. Rand Paul to Hillary Clinton, "If I were a president, I would have relieved you of your post." We're going to be going over that. Former Special Forces Commander, retired General William G. Boykin, who literally was at the heart of the CIA and black operations, is saying that he believes that they were funding and giving missiles and weapons to Al-Qaeda-based Syrian rebels. Well, I mean, that's not even debatable. That's like saying, "I believe the sun came up this morning." I mean, it's New York Times, Associated Press, L.A. Times. In the last 6 months, Council on Foreign Relations, we told you about it 22 months ago when the whole thing started. It's a plan to turn the entire Middle East over to Wahhabist Al-Qaeda, run by Saudi Arabia, itself run by the megabanks. So at the bottom of the hour, I'll do a special report on that and give you the latest. In fact, we have a skeleton crew today. One of our guys is out taking care of a sick child. It's in yesterday's stack Can you guys repull the London Independent and a couple others where the Prime Minister of Algeria is saying, you know, the West is behind these staged terror attacks as a pretext to invade our countries? There's guys with blonde hair and blue eyes attacking our facilities. And then they pull out, and then the West gets to come in. See, I've seen this over and over again. Operation Gladio, Ajax, Tonkin, staging events or even having real attacks. Northwoods talks about shooting up Americans in, you know, in shopping malls and movie theaters and on the streets. Declassified in 2000, September 2000. And the plan was killed by President Kennedy, but later given a new name and engaged in. That's why we have to say, could these events be staged? And then when they have the telltale signs, then it moves into, it's a probability they are. Especially Colorado. I mean, that is cartoon level, where he's getting DARPA funding and mind control. He's got a top Air Force psychiatrist who'd been the head of whole operations at entire bases in San Antonio over him, meeting with him multiple times a week. They're talking about national security, and the police don't want it released, his workbook with her, where he reportedly was planning to do all this. You want me to keep going? Witnesses of multiple shooters, all the rest of it. Him in the jail saying, I don't remember who I am, obviously drugged out of his mind. I mean, we already knew this, but it came out in the L.A. Times that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was under CIA mind control, and it was declassified that he had been in a volunteer to MKUltra and had disappeared into the program for close to 30 years. He entered it in the mid-60s as a PhD student, disappears for decades, and starts bombing prominent scientists and people. And his letters are how we've got to exterminate the majority of humanity or they're going to destroy the earth, but the elite are planning to kill us anyways, so we've got to stop that. I mean, what is this? And the media's like, Alex Jones thinks it's mind control. No such thing. I mean, they probably had more than 30 mainstream articles, Daily Beast, you name it, Time Magazine, saying for some reason Jones went and watched Batman and found Sandy Hook in it. And now says it's behind it. No. We said before Batman came out that from analyzing it and the previous franchise, it is a film full of psychological triggers. And then the movie comes out and Sandy Hook's in it. And then we find out hundreds of media people were mailed Bane command charts showing the mass terror attack points like Sandy Hook and others. You're like, well, this is bizarre. I know it's bizarre. This is the gang signs the globalists also use to communicate with each other. I don't believe in all this. They do. I don't go to Bohemian Grove and worship a big owl. You know, I'm not Jimmy Savile, the top royal confidant, who it turns out is a Satanist and a mass child molester, running big children's charities and hanging out and having keys and the highest national security clearances into the royal family and bragging I supply them things, and they've declared national security on that. They just declared national security on him, quote, supplying things. He publicly bragged at elite parties with the prime ministers and the queen and Prince Charles and all of them. And the guy is a devil-worshipping pedophile. And by the way, I've analyzed that the main banking structure is moving to Frankfurt, Germany. This is high-level blackmail by the European Illuminati against the British Empire. High-level wars going on. That's why this is being released now that he's dead. This has been known for decades at the BBC where he worked. And they're now going, you're going to do what we say. We're going to run the New World Order, because the Skeksis are all battling over the throne right now. The New World Order is almost complete. It's entering the endgame. And now they're going to start battling over who gets the throne. Who gets the ring of Mordor, of Morgoth. And you wonder why everything they do is so diabolical and so twisted and so evil and so sick and so filthy. I mean, if you're a new listener and you're like, well, who's Jimmy Savile? Well, who's Jerry Sandusky? raping children in front of people at high noon in a field house, which is like the main entrance of an airport. You've never been inside a field house. I mean, it's people coming and going constantly, even at night, especially to college. And then, of course, it came out higher. The whole top of the university was covering it up. Of course, he was just the procurer of the children. And you're like, man, Alex, why are you telling us this? Because they're monsters. That's why. You don't get into the club with these people unless you are very, 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 very sick. Again, I've talked a lot about this because he wrote about it. Hitler loved to go to the front in Poland and France and then with Russia until they started getting beaten. Then he pulled back to the wolf's lair, the wolf's den. His forest bunkers. And he would sit there with big telescopes from 10 miles away, but with a big telescope, crystal clear, watching people getting killed, watching things burn, watching people jumping out of tall windows. And they say he would stay up sometimes for days taking amphetamines and eating pastry after pastry. He could not draw himself away from watching his bombers bomb and burn major cities. And he just described it as absolutely beautiful. And so you need to figure out, folks, if you don't tie government down with the chains of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, if you don't put government on a very short leash, it will put you on one. And I just went off into, and I'll cover it at the bottom of the hour after I get to Nightline at the bottom of the hour. I heard that last week, but then I was leaving town Thursday night to go out to the desert to do some hiking with my son and others. And would have brought my daughters. They're too little to hike 4 miles up a mountain. I'm surprised he did it. He did a pretty good job. We were ready to turn back anytime he wanted to, but he said he wanted to go to the top. Rob Deuce, son, who's even younger, climbed it too. But so I heard you had Nightline did a piece on you, and I just figured it would be the piece they did 2.5 years ago. And it is the old piece, but they added some new stuff to it. And it's another window into the mindset of these guys, because in the piece coming up, and I'm going to recap this, you'll notice that he says, first you guys said there wasn't a world government. And now you're just saying, well, it's not a bad world government. And he goes, I'm not even saying there is a world government. Like what he says is what makes reality. Like when your child tells you, you know, I didn't drink milk out of the jug and you got a mustache. I just saw you do it. Don't lie to me. And it's the same thing. And I say, that's why you're discredited. See, what you don't know is 30 minutes before they wanted to go shoot outside of a local park. 30 minutes before, we're in my office, right in out there, with a bunch of clips lined up of world leaders describing world government, congressional record on world government, CFR quotes, where they said it, what bimonthly foreign affairs journal they said it. And I had it all for him, and he watched a few clips, and he goes, well, that's a different world government. That's a good world government, not the world government you're talking about. So 30 minutes later, I'm out there at a park where they want to do a different part of the interview. And I go, first you say there's no world government, now you're saying it's not a bad world government, it's a different world government. He goes, no, I'm not even agreeing there is that there is one. And that's why I say, that's why you're discredited. But people watching that, see, I'm talking to him like he's a real person. And then he said, I went to dinner with him and I was nice, so that discredits me because I'm not this wild man in person. I was trying as a human to communicate with them because the guy's the host of ABC Nightly News. And that's still got 4 or 5 million viewers a night. That's still got some of the big old numbers of Dinosaur Media, one of the only bastions of it. Nightline, you know, has got 2 or 3 million. And I'm sitting there, and they use that in the piece, like behind the scenes, he was nice. And look, here he is throwing a football and he doesn't know anybody's watching. And if my memory serves, they go, what's this football? Oh, you play football like that was bad. I go, yeah, with my son. We're like, oh, here, let's toss it. I mean, they knew that that was being videotaped. They imply that I was secretly throwing a football. I mean, it's bizarre.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The globalists see us as animals, programmable animals, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When the whole society gets designed to the lowest common denominator, and when the system honors people that are subservient and go along to get along, it creates a perfect environment for the pathogen of very despotic, megalomaniacal tyranny and tyrants to take control. And that's history. And that's what's so frustrating is that I sat there this morning for about an hour playing with my four-year-old daughter and playing with the stuffed animals and playing with the My Little Pony and playing hide-and-go-seek. And I sat there while she was in her room after about an hour of playing with her, and I was going to have to tell her I had to go. I knew she was going to beg me not to leave. And I just thought, how do I take this stillness, this understanding that I have right now of how the world works, and this deep sorrow and pain that is such a strength, and how do I transmit that and decipher that and encode that in words so that the general public can understand what I'm saying? But I know that by saying that, fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters, once the man, twice the child, taking care of their parents, you know what I'm talking about, that all I want to do is protect her. All I want to do is have a good world for her. All I want to do is lift up others so that she can commune with them and her grandchildren with their grandchildren and their grandchildren with their great-great-grandchildren. And it hurts me to my core that humanity may not make it. We may not get to the point of a type 1 civilization, meaning we could survive if this planet was destroyed, and the incredible destiny that God has for us. If we don't stand up and do the right thing, God gave us a brain, God gave us a soul, a heart, and the power of His image as creators to build amazing things. And I know how great humanity is. And I can't imagine the world we would be in if the leaders of this planet were actually trying to empower humanity. Oh, they claim all day that their mission is to empower people. They claim all day. I watched clips. I've already seen them, but I watched a compilation at about 7 a.m. this morning of Joe Biden. We have it. If we have time later, we're going to play it. Of Joe Biden with relish. I mean, when you have discernment, it's not even discernment. Anybody would see it. The relish he has when he talks about these beautiful children, all shot up, just riddled with holes. And he's clearly using it, pressing on the wound, putting salt in the wound, feeding off of it. I know his history. I know his background. I know how evil he is. I know how he works to deindustrialize America. I know how bad these guys are. I know their mindset, their code. And he's sitting there just sticking his finger in the wound like a bullet hole. And you say, oh, I know it hurts. We finally, the image of these four-year-olds, aren't even four, all shot up full of bullet holes. This with the parents, we're going to get this done. And I realize they got drones killing, you know, in one country alone last year, 200 plus kids, Pakistan, you know, just saying all collateral damage and putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, 40,000 dead at least, lining up blacks, videos of black men, women, and children with Al-Qaeda because it's cheaper to use machetes, and plus they have more fun doing it, just hacking them up, just hacking their noses off, hacking their arms as they beg an arm. I mean, stuff we won't even show you. It's on YouTube. They try to take it down as fast as they can, taking Christians and throwing them off five-story buildings and chopping their heads off and celebrating and saying, we're going to destroy America, Allah Akbar, 9/11, we're coming, we've got the missiles, we're going to kill you next. And our government, foreign banks, that's who they are, the occupiers, are doing this. And then I go and TSA wants me to take my shoes off and grope me to see if I'm Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm like, look, game over, joke over, scam over, no, 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 no. And I realize why I blew up at Piers Morgan. I am physically angry. And not even at a hate level. It's more of just the anger of trying to burst through a foot of ice that you're trapped under. You know, if you fall through a frozen lake, I mean, it's that kind of anger. I want out of here. I don't like this. Get off my back. It's that feeling where two or three bullies are beating you up, and they get you down, and they got you tackled, and you get beyond mad. You go, these people aren't going to be on me in a minute. And you just decide to get up and stomp them. It's that kind of feeling. Like, I don't care anymore what happens to me. You people want to abuse children. You're a bunch of sick filth, and I will not stand here and watch you like ghouls use those little kids' deaths to disarm the American people. By the way, Australia took everything but single shot, bolt action. They're now set to ban those. It's always the same story. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And what's still ongoing with the Benghazi whitewash hearings that are going on in Congress right now. And sure, Rand Paul said, I would have relieved you of your position when you did this. From what I saw and what I'm tracking at InfoWars.com and sites like DrudgeReport.com is really on top of it. They're not bringing up, hey, why did our government use al-Qaeda to overthrow Libya to begin with? I mean, it's on record that NATO is arming them. And our military is the heart of NATO. So we need to be honest with ourselves about this, because if all this information is forced out there into the general consciousness and general awareness, it's game over. The establishment thinks you're so unconscious, so stupid. They're using real al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries, brought in over 2 years ago to Libya to start a almost year-long civil war with air raids and bombings of major cities and laying waste to whole neighborhoods and it was called humanitarian because Obama is a Peace Prize winner. Just amazing. And then they used that same group and publicly exported them to Turkey, Jordan, and other areas to have them infiltrate the country publicly and attack. And they've got, this has been admitted for over a year in mainstream media, but it's back in the newspaper, that Western commandos are advising them and training them. I mean, there are U.S. bases in Turkey right on the border. And then the Syrians battle back against them. And so they open up for a few weeks with artillery to clear the area to send in the jihadis. And then I've seen some conservatives go, well, good, we got Arabs killing Arabs. And that's some bad karma right there. I don't mean karma in the Indian fashion, but you reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. I mean, really? That kind of so-called conservative is not a conservative. They are a fascistic, warped, dehumanizing person who has visions of power and reflected glory by smart bombs and artillery. I bet you $1 million if you took one of those so-called good old boys, because most of them aren't really good old boys, and you stuck a gun in their hand and lined up 10 little Afghan kids with snot coming out their nose or little eyes looking up at you, so ignorant that most of them can't even find the U.S. on a map. I mean, these are like cavemen. I bet you those people would not have the nerve to pull the trigger on one of those kids, much less all 10 of them. And if they did, they'd be basket cases and commit suicide later, like our troops do, by the way. You're not meant to go and kill a bunch of innocent kids. Your body, unless you're a full-born psychopath genetically, if you're not totally evil and totally given over to evil from birth, doing evil things like that will destroy you. You will destroy yourself. Your body will hit the self-destruct switch. When you do good, you feel empowered, and the universe opens up to you. When you do evil, you destroy yourself. That's a universal law. You don't have to even believe in God to know that that's the case. And our military men and women, most of them got in because they were poor, or they had military background families, or they genuinely cared about society and wanted to help. A small percentage, they become the contractors in a lot of cases, enjoy psychopathic killing. It's a place where they can go out and kill and get paid to do it. And they believe it's manly. It might be manly if you've got to fight for your tribe to fight other men. But it is not manly to be like basically aliens from another planet with incredibly super high-tech weapons to come into Stone Age areas with people that don't even know who you are or where your country is. They've done studies who will fight you just because they're still humans. They're primitive humans, but they still have their human programming of there are invaders, I better fight them, which is what any group of humans has always done. And the globalists hire a bunch of Muslim terrorists to stage attacks, to carry out real attacks, or to take the blame for attacks, to attack the West so they can take all of our liberties. And I'm already getting into Benghazi now. We got two big guests today. We have Dr. Jim Garrow, who's run the program to save 30-plus thousand Chinese girls. He's been nominated for the Nobel Prize. He says he's talked to a top military retired officer who told him that Obama is doing a litmus test, will you fire on U.S. citizens? Now, I believe he talked to this person and he told him that, and the article we wrote about it adds the fact that they're buying 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, and the new Army manual since 2010 say, train them to cordon cities, confiscate guns, and shoot Americans. I can play you ABC Nightly News in Katrina with the Army officer saying, if you don't turn your guns in, we kill Americans. And by the way, a lot of that went on. It's the same ABC piece where the police chief says, all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. You just type in gun confiscation, New Orleans. There's NRA videos with millions of views on YouTube. If you're a new listener, I'm not going to play it again. I've probably played it 100 times in the last 6-7 years since Katrina. I'm not playing it again. You know it's there. I mean, for a couple of weeks, people denied gun confiscation was even happening. So he's going to be joining us. And then the main host of the Young Turks, Sink, is going to be coming on the broadcast. We look forward to that for a lively discussion. And if we have time while he's on, Melissa Melton, I told her, one of our reporters and researchers, she actually in college, part of her degree is stats. So I said, listen, I just guesstimated off these FBI numbers, 49% and 21% drop in overall violent crime and gun crime. So I had her spend the last couple of days breaking it down at FBI.gov. She's trying to export the video right now for radio listeners. We'll post on InfoWars where we can show you that indeed my mental math was correct. Of course, I also saw them flash the numbers on Fox News and went and double-checked it. They didn't even show the graphs. We're going to show all those off FBI.gov. 49% drop. And I was wrong. I misunderstood it when I saw it on Fox. When I looked at the numbers myself, they just showed numbers. It's 49 in violent crime total in the last 20 years since 1991, because the numbers are always about a year behind. The last numbers we have is 11, so they say since 1991. And then we have the other numbers. It's even higher. Illegal acts with guns has gone down even more, because America's swimming in guns. Criminals have got their heads down. They go into immigrant areas where they know people aren't armed. You know, the Chinese triads go and feed on the Chinese immigrants they know don't have a gun culture. The Mexican mafia goes and feeds on the poor Mexicans they know most of them don't have guns. Chicago, New York, where the guns have been taken, the criminals go and feed on you and your family. I mean, criminals do not do home invasions. It's like 100, I was looking at the numbers. It was over 100 times more common in Chicago than, say, in a small town in West Texas or even a big city like Dallas. I mean, they don't home invade while you're there. They make sure you're not there, and then they still don't. Because, I mean, every day I read in the back of the paper where people kill somebody in their house. These criminals are so dumb. The ones that are dumb enough to enter a house, they'll be like, stop, I have a gun, and they keep coming with a machete or whatever. And they're always whacked out on drugs and they die. The criminals are on the run. And that's why they're big overlord criminals, the big daddy criminals, like Chicago mob boss, the Godfather, as he's called, Emanuel and Obama. Their instinct is don't hurt our criminal brethren. And they want the fear. They want the locked doors. They want you to have to call for more police, which they then hire their own criminals to beat. And then dominate you. They don't like the fact that most police are awake now. They don't like the fact that most forces aren't corrupt in the country. They want to convert us to a mafia system where they're above the law and safe, and our gun culture is winning and taking over. Even Clinton said this last week. I'm yet to play the video, but it was up at InfoWars.com. So they understand this is a desperate gamble for them. They've got to kill the gun culture now because it's cancer to them. It's growing. This is a big surgery. They don't know if they're going to make it. They're in their doctor. Can we cut out the Constitution? Rangel said it's our ultimate goal to get over the Constitution and Southerners. I love how they try to say it's Southerners that want guns. Folks, it's people all over this country want guns. I just saw a Tiananmen Square video from one of the hundreds of gun rallies of people with guns at the Capitols, loaded in many cases, exercising the right. See, the system can't stand that. They want to shame you and act like guns are already illegal, so when the carpet cleaner's at your house, they call the cops on you. That's what these new laws they're proposing and new executive orders say, is that if someone feels threatened by a gun at your house, go ahead and call the cops. They'll go ahead and take your guns, and then they'll make you go to a psychological evaluation. And they say just wanting guns is a sign of mental illness. Or not trusting government. Well, then America was founded on mental illness. And then we just got all the wealth and all the power because we had the liberty. I guess mental illness, you know what? If that's crazy, throw me in there. Okay? You're right. You control freak criminals. I absolutely hate you and know who you are, and I want nothing to do with you. And if you call that crazy, you bet I am. I'm as crazy as the day is long. You bet. Now let's go to this piece. This is Nightline. And this was 2.5 years ago they came here. And you notice they don't even say, at least on the version I saw, and point out this is 2.5 years old. It's like, we went and talked to Alex. And then they cut in the Piers Morgan appearance. And at the end they say, he'll now be under a lot of scrutiny, implying it was evil for me to say I have 50 guns. That was just a guesstimation. As if, oh my gosh, he's dangerous. And then they show me throwing the football. And then they imply, oh, he's not always this crazy in person. It's all an act. Because there's a football in the back of the car, and we're getting in it. They're like, oh, you got a football. What's that? Oh, you relax. I go, well, yeah, of course I do. I have children. It's my son's football. And I'm like, here, you want to catch it? And they cut it in going, well, he didn't know the camera was rolling. He was playing football. That's not true. And then they say, he talked about many things with us not related to the New World Order. Talked about their family, stuff like that. Went to dinner with them. I've told that story. But the point is, well, let's go ahead and start the piece. Here is Nightline, you know, implying I take bits and pieces. Here's that clip.
We begin with America and its guns. President Obama prepares to announce his sweeping plan to curb gun violence tomorrow.
Hit pause.
Across the country.
Back to start. I've got to just analyze the whole thing. I'm sorry. It'll take a few segments. Talk about a woman who loves the sound of her voice. America's guns. President Obama. It's like some kind of weird, like, confidence game. These people are a joke, reading off her teleprompter, and then they cut to the host of ABC Nightly News who came down here, and again, listen to this. And then they say, hey, that CNN piece about one-child policies, that was tongue-in-cheeky, jokey, and you read the article, no, it wasn't. They just sell turn like, yeah, drones are killing people, it's real cool, yeah, we're setting up checkpoints on the highway to take blood, see, it's all done, That's part of their psych warfare. Everything's fine, see. Let's go back to the clip, here it is.
We begin with America and its guns, as President Obama prepares to announce his sweeping plan to curb gun violence tomorrow. Across the country, millions have already rushed out to buy a record number of new guns. And one man who thinks that's a very good thing, radio shock jock Alex Jones. He made national headlines last week with a fiery pro-gun tirade that quickly...
Back it up a few seconds. Thank you. I'm a shock jock because... I mean, I think it's shocking that Rangel says we've got to overcome the Constitution and that Southerners are just bad people, period. I mean, wow. Imagine if he said Northeasterners, they're trash. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the Constitution's bad. I mean, Australian gun grabbers target bolt-action rifles. They always take the semi-autos first, then the handguns, then the pistols, then the bolt-actions, then the single shot. They want all guns turned in. We knew that was coming. They do that everywhere. This is how they do it. See, I find that shocking. I find it shocking that they pass the NDAA to secretly arrest and kill and disappear U.S. citizens. I find it shocking that megabanks have been caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money and don't get in trouble. But see, I'm a shock jock because I'm here going, wake up, America. We're going into tyranny. But they just want you to be easy and cool and go watch a sitcom, have a martini. Hey, man, everything's fine. I'm here to get you out of your coma. You see, that's why it was so shocking. They thought I was going to come on and debate the First Amendment and should he be deported, and they wanted talking points, and we're going to stick to this, aren't we? And he had Alan Dershowitz ready in the next segment. I went off the script, folks. It wasn't, oh, they got me on there because they knew I'd blow up. They picked that up and broadcast that everywhere before they realized, oh, wait a minute, this is actually waking people up, which it did, see. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let's go back to Nightline with a recycled, re-edited piece. Here it is.
Headlines last week with a fiery pro-gun tirade that quickly went viral. And that's not all he's got to say. Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite.
That's impossible.
They never tell.
Let's just back it up. I mean, what does that even mean? My point was, you're either for Stalin or against Stalin. You're either for Hitler or against Hitler. You're either against this New World Order and all this tyranny, or you know, you're either for it or you're against it. It's very simple. But they just have a thing about Hitler. So people go, oh, Hitler. I saw a piece David Knight did. It was one of the crew about Martin Luther King. It was Mike Adams. Martin Luther King, and how he wouldn't support Obama. And I saw people commenting in there, and they were serious. They go, are they bashing Martin Luther King in this piece? Because at the end, like Adam says, America doesn't want kings anymore. And we're talking about King George III, and we don't want King Obama. And then people thought it was code against Martin Luther King. I mean, whoa. New World Order is coming down on people at a million miles an hour, and people are looking for codes. But I'm going to shut up, though, because I want to break here in a minute and a half. Let's start with this clip. Here it is.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite. They never tell the truth.
Tonight, as millions of Americans worry about the government taking away their guns, this man, Alex Jones, is pushing a lot of buttons.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
When Jones went on CNN's Piers Morgan tonight,
why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex. To discuss gun control in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre.
You're a hatchet man of the New World Order.
He created a sensation. This video went massively viral.
And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here.
But who is Alex Jones?
We've got ABC Nightly News / Nightline here.
Despite his mistrust of the so-called mainstream media, Jones agreed to let us into his world for a day.
Hey, we're just soldiers looking across each other on the picket line here.
America has been captured. America is being robbed. We are now being looted like a third world nation. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
All right, pause. Yeah, we were paranoid porn pushers when we said they were going to come for your guns. We were paranoid porn pushers when we said that they would raise taxes on poor people, which they've now done. We were paranoid porn pushers when we said foreign countries would take their gold out of the U.S. It's all happening. All happening.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait. They go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast and our entire news organization is funded by American patriots like you, not by government or Rockefeller funds stolen from taxpayers like NPR and others. So be sure and buy the books, the videos, the new Come and Take It best-selling T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And be sure to get the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there at InfoWarsStore.com. ProPure, 10% off the already lowest price out there with the promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com are linked through at PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv right over to the shopping cart. And again, I want to thank everybody for their support out there. We could not do it without you and also supporting our sponsors. We have some new skateboards. We got contacted. I shouldn't even talk about this yet, but the point is they're up there on the site. So I need to discuss that probably at another point. Great way to wake people up is to have skateboards with InfoWars.com and the Alien Workshop artwork on it. Okay, let's get back to the Nightline, and I got to get into Benghazi after this guest comes on. And we got the head of the Young Turks coming on the broadcast here today, and a lot of other important economic news. But first, let's go ahead and go back to the Nightline piece. Here it is.
The truth strikes back.
I'm live in 30 seconds.
All right. Oh my God. Out of his studios near Austin, Texas, his radio show and webcast reach an estimated 1 million people a day.
3 million.
This federal intrusion is out of control.
And on YouTube and elsewhere, Jones estimates 200 million people have seen his various documentaries.
No, that's one YouTube channel.
You're taking our destiny back. You're not our gods or our masters.
With titles like The Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the Obama Deception.
Do you actually believe everything you say?
I believe all of it, absolutely. What I'm telling is the truth.
None of it is, you know, a shtick, a show at all?
No, it's all true.
You think Obama's a criminal?
Barack Obama is definitely an unconstitutional criminal.
Jones espouses a litany of conspiracy theories, although he thinks that term belittles his reporting.
FEMA's running concentration camps?
Setting them up.
They have designated sports stadiums. They have designated fields for the American
people. The manuals are public. I gave them to him.
The government's poisoning the water?
Absolutely. I have all these other government documents where the government...
Hit pause. And again, I sat there and showed them the book, showed them the quotes, showed them the plans, and they didn't want to look at it. So they cut all that out when I'm giving proof. Just, this guy's crazy. Next he's going to say they injected black people with syphilis. Oh, they did that. Next they're going to say that they a bunch of kids just got paralyzed again from the Bill Gates meningitis shots. Oh, never mind. The next they'll say they radiated the troops and killed a bunch of them. Oh, they did that. Next they'll say they sterilized 500,000 women without their consent. Oh, they did that. Next they're going to say that the troops were exposed to sarin gas and it got covered up in the Gulf War. And tens of thousands died. Oh, that happened? All right, let's go back to it. Here it is.
Government think tanks propose poisoning the water to dumb down the population, make it more easily manageable.
9/11 was an inside job?
Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
All I'm calling for is a real investigation, and the people of Oklahoma City have been calling for an investigation.
Jones, who's 38, got his start with a local cable access show in the 1990s. He now has a huge fan base, which at various times has included celebrities like Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Charlie Sheen.
We want our country back, Mr. President. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth.
And reality stars Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Spencer Pratt, good to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on with you. You are a true legend,
all right,
a true
that's enough.
Patriot.
The whole video is online. It's called The Return of Alex Jones. I didn't have time to get to it where I'm throwing the football. We'll have to play it later. It's like, oh, this is secret footage of him throwing a football. I mean, it's just unbelievable hit piece.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.